The fire may not out, but by the devil we return. Insanity or glory in a mind that never learns. A moment of something where the dark can
All right, welcome to Endpoint Sight, Jeremy from Kentucky on your Monday night broadcast. Monday before Thanksgiving here on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash donate fundage book drive? I think yes. $100 or more and you could be in the running to get a book from John Stattmiller's library. And there's a very rare book this week, according to Mike. He's going to give me the name of that book. Oh, the details are on the site. You got to go to the site, and they can find it by smashing donate, right, Mike? Do we have anybody, do we have an announcement of somebody that won a book, like recently, maybe today or something? Synagogue Rising by Hugh Atkins. Was that the one that they won today? Yeah.
No, that's the one that's up this week. Oh. We had the David one last week's.
Okay.
And I'm not sure where he's from. I recognize the name. I'm not going to give it his last name here, but
yeah.
Congratulations to David. And like, this book this week, it is very rare. There's only one copy available online that I could find. It was listed at over $300. It's been sold out at the source of this publishing of this copy, so it's a pretty interesting book, Synagogue Rising. It's written by a Catholic scholar, I believe.
Hugh Atkinser.
Yep, Hugh Atkins. I'm not sure.
Yeah, sounds like it could contain some anti-Semitic remarks, possibly.
Yes, cool it. But I did notice some of the comments from some people that had bought it said, this is not for someone who's anti-Semitic. I'm not sure if that was tongue-in-cheek, but the reviews of the book were, let's just say, glowing and untrolled in the comments sections that I saw. So apparently it's quite the academic tome. So,
well, there's something controversial about it. If it's something that's worth hundreds of dollars, it's hard to get online, you know?
Yeah, the site that published it originally still has it listed. It is sold out on that site, and I'm not really sure. I'm not familiar with the book, but what I read, it's pretty nuanced. Apparently, the back, you can read the back. We have it posted on the website, but one of the first lines is, "Our fight is not with the common, but the conspiratorial Jew. This conspiracy is no theory."
Our RBN audience, people that study, students of history, even if you don't agree with the book, you could read a book and find it intriguing and pull items out of there that you do agree with or that you find interesting, and even stuff that you don't agree with, you can read that and sort of critique it. So, I mean, like, I have all kinds of books, some of which I don't fully agree with, but I read them to understand the point of view of someone that I don't agree with. So regardless of what side of the fence you're on the anti-Semitic remarks, you can read a book like this and come to your own conclusion. That's what I like about studying and reading and thinking for yourself. So get in on winning the Synagogue Rising, hard-to-find book, $100 or more. Put your name in the pot to try to win this book from Stattmiller's library. Thanks a lot, Mike, for that. And if you want to call in tonight, it is Open Lines Monday. This is just the night where I run down the news. I don't usually have any special guests. Once in a while, I might. But tonight, it's just the news. Everybody's gone for Thanksgiving, and they don't want to come on my show, I guess. So you can be my guest. 512-248-8252. We're going to cover Russia stuff and black crime stuff, and it's going to be wonderful. So Russia again is bombing its own nuclear facility. So I have voiced opinion as of late that I'm a little. It's not so much that I'm weary, even though I am weary. I'm getting very suspect of this whole Russia-Ukraine war narrative. I'm not saying it's all crisis actors. It's like I talked to Patrick about last week. I'm sort of looking at it sort of like I do Vietnam retrospectively. It's being drug out for some reason. I just feel like Russia could run through there and end this pretty fast if they wanted to. I think they're still holding back, and I don't know why. But apparently Ukraine is bombing this nuclear facility again and saying Russia's doing it. It's stuff like this. It's just getting so old. It's the, you know, Ukraine lobbing a bomb over into Poland and trying to get the UN into this. It's so obvious that it's just like, I mean, what is trying to be done here? Like, why is the West still putting up with this? I understand Zelensky's a Jew, but I mean, they've gotten rid of problem Jews before. You know, hello Epstein, right? They could get rid of this guy. I mean, you know, I'm not saying I'm advocating for this, but like, you know, someone could just take him out, or his own military could just do a coup. I mean, this guy's unhinged. Reuters, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Volodymyr, more like Voldemort, am I right? Volodymyr Zelensky urged NATO members on Monday to guarantee the protection of Ukraine's nuclear plants from Russian sabotage. Well, first of all, Russia is like in control of the plant. The one in question here. A day after the Russian-controlled Zaporizhzhia plant was rocked by heavy shelling. So Russians control it. They already own it, right? Everybody knows this is ridiculous for the Ukraine to even put this forward. Again, one of the anomalies. It's not even an anomaly. It's just something that's totally retarded. That just makes you say, well, I mean, this whole thing feels like a sham, right? Zelensky, all of our nations are interested in not having any dangerous incidents at our nuclear facility. We all need to guarantee protection from Russian sabotage at nuclear facilities. This according to Zelensky. So the Russian-controlled nuclear plant in southern Ukraine was shelled Saturday and Sunday, raising concern about the potential for serious accident just 500 kilometers, which is 300 miles, from Chernobyl, the site of the world's worst nuclear disaster in 86. Again, like, number one, these people, like, I understand Zelensky's probably a cokehead and completely unhinged, but, like, his military is going along with it, with shelling a facility that could cause nuclear fallout. Two, the entire West is flirting with nuclear war. You know, it makes me ask, I'm not saying this, it just makes me ask, like, are the Western leaders calling up Putin and saying, hey, we don't really want to go to nuclear war. This is what we're going to do this week. We're going to let it progress this far. Are you on board, you know, for this end? I know that sounds crazy, but I mean, this whole thing is crazy. I'm putting it out there. Is that what it is? Could it be that? Or could Vladimir Putin be the hero that we all hope that he is? That's what I hope. I don't want to take down my shirtless posters of Putin riding a white horse, brandishing a sword on my wall. So I'm hoping that he's the true, you know, the legit guy. But this is all feeling really hoaxed to me, really Vietnamish. Anyway, another article from Reuters suggested that Russia was lying about the Ukraine being responsible. And Reuters just goes along with it. I'm not going to bore you to tears by reading that one. I will follow up with this article. Ukraine is set to freeze this winter. Now, I mean, I do believe this is real. I mean, I think that I'm sure these people got bombed and they're freezing to death. I'm not saying the whole thing is like staged. I'm just saying, like, it feels like the war is only allowed, like Russia is only allowed to progress us to a certain point, and then they quit for some reason. You know, are they talking with someone higher or with each other as to how far this goes? But they did bomb the infrastructure of Ukraine, and you got a lot of power outages and blackouts. AP, Associated Press. The power is out. When the power is out, as it so often is, in the high-rise apartment, looking over Ukraine's war-torn capital, it feels like a death trap. No lights, no water, no way to cook food. And the risk of not being able to escape from the 21st floor in time should a Russian missile strike. Even when electricity comes back, it's never for very long. Russian strikes are plunging Ukraine into the Stone Age. This according to Anastasia Prozinenko. In a recent 24-hour spell, her 26-story high-rise only had power for half an hour. She says the military living conditions have driven her and her husband from the apartment. Our building is the highest in the area and is a great target for Russian missiles. So we left our apartment for our parents' place, and we are preparing for the worst winter of our lives, according to the 25-year-old female. The situation in Ukraine's capital, Kiev, and other major cities have deteriorated. The situation has deteriorated drastically following the largest missile attack on the country's power grid on Tuesday. Ukrainian state-owned grid operator, the company is called Ukrenergo, reported that 40% of Ukrainians were experiencing difficulties due to damage in at least 15 major energy hubs across the country. So you can go on and on with the article if you want to look this up from the Associated Press about the Ukrainians' power outages. And, people, again, you're getting into negative, or you're getting into below freezing, you're not getting into negative yet, but below freezing temperatures. The government is actually of Ukraine has set up warming stations where people can come in and, you know, get in the heat. There's like boiler rooms using steam heat and recharging stations for their phones where they can make hot tea. So, I mean, I guess what's the strategy to freeze everyone out and, you know, have them force Zelensky into some sort of a deal? Zelensky's not going to do it, bro. He still has weekends full of hookers, blow, and cheese pizza. He doesn't care about the Ukrainians. He is using them as fodder. It is so obvious that Zelensky doesn't care. Making the Ukrainians suffer is not going to bring Zelensky down. What's going to bring Zelensky down is an assassin. Quite honestly, I'm not calling for that. I'm just telling you like what is probably, you know, some people in Russia are thinking, or some people maybe even in the West, or maybe even his own military. Overthrowing him. That's what's going to take him down. He's not going to stop. He hasn't stopped yet. He's not going to. He's a psychopath. Because all he's got to do is say, yeah, we won't join NATO, and you can have the Crimea and the areas that you've taken so far. Just take it. But he's not going to do it. He's going to get rid of as many of his people as he can to prove a point, I guess. And then there's probably also something greater that's driving him, something greater that the Ukraine plays a role in, because with the Nord Stream 1 and 2 knocked out, with one of the pipes barely working, if you could control the gas going from Russia to Europe, I mean, you control a lot of money. You know, it's what the Bidens were into before the Maidan coup in 14, and that's. After the Maidan coup, that's what they were into. And I think that's the name of the game, is controlling the energy flow from Russia to Europe. And, the Western government wants to control that. One. Two, they want to overthrow Putin and bring Russia into the globalist fold. So we'll see how that works out. We've got callers. I don't want to let them stack up too high. First, we got James in Vancouver. James, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good evening. Happy Thanksgiving to you. I think maybe the forces of the Ukraine and the Russians have been told by a higher power to cool it for a while, at least. So.
I don't like to speak in such like hokey conspiratorial terms usually, but it just seems like there's something that says stop at a certain point.
Yeah.
And Russia regresses a little bit. And I know they've got the military to just go through and take it out. So,
yeah.
Being drug out for some reason.
I believe it could be people like the Vatican, the banks, that kind of thing. They don't want the boat rocked at this point. So, because they were getting close to a nuclear confrontation. And,
of course, you say Vatican. I say Jewish power. I mean, there is a higher power or council, something that's it feels like that's intervening in this. So
yeah,
we disagree on what that is.
I don't think the Jews are that powerful. I know they're powerful, but they, to me, are not that powerful because there's a lot of infighting in the Jewish communities, which
hasn't really been. Sorry. Yeah, I bring it up because, as you know, I bring up a lot. There's a lot of Jews like Vittorio Nuland and Blinken that are in Biden's cabinet, and then Zelensky's a Jew. I mean, that's kind of what I was thinking, but. I mean, you know, I don't want to debate or argue with you over it. We're agreeing that there's some higher power,
of course,
some strings here.
So, and maybe that's okay too. So, anyway, I'll let you go. We'll have a good Thanksgiving, and maybe you can use some of that Kentucky whiskey on the turkey there for some kind of a.
Yes. There will be that.
I know.
Thanks, James. Oh, let's go to our next caller, then I'll get on with some more news. Pat. Oh, we lost Pat. Okay, so let me get on with some more news, and maybe Pat will be back after the break. So we've got this Colorado Springs shooter, young guy that shot up the homo club from Axios. Police have identified Anderson Lee Aldrich, 22, as the suspect in an overnight shooting of an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs that killed 5 people and wounded 18, according to police at a press briefing. Shockingly, this guy's not Muslim, I don't think, but he's a white guy. Law enforcement said the suspect used an AR-15 style rifle. Ah, there you go. The AR-15, the infamous AR-15. I'm smelling a false flag here, by the way. Colorado Springs Mayor John Suthers told the New York Times Sunday evening the shooting ended when someone hit the suspect with a handgun that they grabbed off of him and pinned him down. I'm feeling that like that's a little hokey. This guy comes in with an AR-15. Mostly people are going to be just taking cover. I guess someone could have got lucky and got close to him while he was changing the clip. Anyway, back to the article. Had that individual not intervened, this could have been exponentially more tragic, according to Suthers. Aldrich, the suspected shooter, was wounded and was in custody, according to police. Let's see. Police said, we thank the quick reactions of heroic customers that subdued the gunman and ended his hate attack. Oh, that was Club Q that said that. They posted that on their Facebook. The first police officers arrived on the scene within 3 minutes after being dispatched and apprehended the suspect. 2 minutes later, police confirmed at a briefing on Sunday. The shooter entered the Club Q, immediately began shooting at the people inside. Vasquez is the department chief, Adrian Vasquez. He confirmed that the suspect used a long rifle during the shooting and that law enforcement recovered at least 2 firearms at the scene. Let's see, it says 2 people took him down. Colorado governor gave a statement that we can't tolerate this hate to our local faggots. A vigil was held for victims at the Colorado Springs All Saints Church on Sunday evening. So apparently there's a homo-friendly church. The club was scheduled. Oh, interestingly enough, the club, Club Q, that got shot up was scheduled to host a drag brunch Sunday for the 2022 Transgender Day of Remembrance. And here's the flyer on it. Guess what? All ages are welcome. Bring your children to this drag queen gay bar for a brunch. Now, I'm just throwing this out. Maybe somebody just got fed up with this crap, this child training crap, and just snapped. We'll discuss a little bit more on the other side of the break.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You turned and you ran. Oh, yeah. Walls lift. Right.
And you know, they may be freezing in the Ukraine, but I'm warm and toasty with my wonderful wood stove, burning some dry oak, dry cherry, and green hickory all at the same time, and it's nice. So we're back to this queer faggot club shooting, and interestingly enough, they were just about to host a drag queen appreciation, whatever. And invite all ages, so they're going to have children on this. So probably somebody could have snapped, one. Two, the FBI could have saw that someone was going to snap and set them up in comment section of various nefarious online venues. That's happened time and time again. And or three, and some of you are going to like this, I know, it's all crisis actors. I wouldn't rule any of it out, even though I'm not going with the crisis actors. I'm going right now with number two. Someone was going to snap anyway, and the FBI sort of helped them along in the comment section. That's where I'm going with it. AR-15, I mean, that seems to be the weapon of choice in a lot of this stuff here. You know, regardless of why it happened, or the logistics, or whether it was crisis actors, some dude snapped because he didn't want to see children molested. Regardless of that, the outcome is going to be very similar. We're going to target government. The government wants to target, you know, under the Justice Department, Merrick Garland, white nationalist terrorists. And, you know, Even if you're not a white nationalist, which I don't label myself as anything, I'm just pro-white and I'm pro-human rights for everyone. But those of us patriots, let's just call us that in the RBN, you know, we're against the homo agenda. We're definitely against the child tranny agenda. And most normal conservatards are against the tranny agenda. I mean, you put this stuff up on a referendum and it would fail miserably. You know, do you want drag time story hour and trannification of your children? And you know, the majority of normal Americans would say no. And especially most of these conservative areas. I'm not sure about Colorado Springs. It's been 20 years since I've been there. Maybe somebody from Colorado can weigh in. Is it liberal or conservative there? But at any rate, it would be very, very easy for the government now to make a case against not only white nationalists, but against just regular American patriots who are gun owners. So again, a case against owning AR-15s, gun grabs. Everything is on the table here. Everything is on the table as the government's response to this. I think we can all agree on that. Let's go to the call screen, and the break may catch you, but I'll hold you over. New caller, as far as I know, Nancy in California. Nancy, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. So back to the Zelensky situation with Russia. What I think is that Putin has to be very careful, or else the West will justify sending in the troops and defending the Ukraine because he's being too aggressive. I mean, he doesn't do things, and they're trying to sabotage and use lies to justify doing more, or, you know, having NATO get involved, right? Is that correct?
Right. And I am not of the camp. Like, I don't think Putin is controlled. I think he legitimately is wanting to stop nuclear weapons from being on his border. That's why he intervened in the Ukraine. And I think that I take him seriously when he spoke out against Western degeneracy and, you know, trannification of children and all that. He spoke correctly. But what I'm thinking is there's something that's stopping him from going all the way, something other than World War III, which I know nobody wants. That could be all it is. Maybe Putin just wants to avoid a world war with NATO, which would end.
Zelensky doesn't care about his people, with air quotes around his people, because they're not his people. He, you know, that used to actually be a part of Russia. Is that not correct?
That's right. It became its own country during the breakup of the Soviet Union in the 90s. And there was a Russian-friendly government up until 2014 when our CIA did the coup under John Kerry.
Right. So Russia, Putin cares more about those people than Zelensky does. He would love, they always get one white Christian nation slaughtering another white Christian nation. They love that. They don't have to go kill us. We'll just go kill each other because of their lies.
And in the territories where Russia has regressed a little bit and Ukraine has taken, you see anybody that supported Russia was tied to a pole and humiliated, and no telling what else.
Right.
So, no, you're right.
I think Putin cares not only about his own people, but he cares about the Ukrainian people.
Well, hey, we're on the
break. He's...
Let me hold you over. We're on the break. Come back on the other side, okay?
There's something I wanna say. Since you've been down, there's no one taking your place. Since you've been gone,
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Memory, your landline is burning holes. Recover the damage, bring it all home. Follow the breeze, just like a summer. Stay there forever. I try to remember. Come home.
Hey, we're back in plain sight. Your Monday night broadcast. And let's see. We had a caller, Nancy in California. Go ahead, Nancy. You were interrupted by the break. We were talking about Zelensky not caring about people.
Yeah, he doesn't care about him at all. And another thing that they're benefiting from is siphoning all this money from America to supposedly to the Ukraine. Who knows, you know, who is benefiting from that? You know, they could be siphoning it off and sending it other places as well. So it's, war is very beneficial to some people.
Yeah, a lot of the weapons, a certain percentage of them were unaccounted for, a large percentage. I forgot what it was, but it was very large. That could have ended up on the black market. You have this recent collapse of the cryptocurrency stock. I think it was FTX and Bankman funneling money.
Did you hear about that? Isaiah Jackson. And he said, just look at the religious affiliation of all those involved in that theft.
And yeah, I would
maybe
add,
we're talking about something else, but
yeah, I would add the ethnic relations too.
That's what you meant.
Yeah, Sam Bakeman Fried, a Jewish man, was the dude in charge of the FTX, and then it collapsed. But there was a lot of money funneled into Ukraine and also into the Democratic recent midterms. So, you know, your investment dollars at work to support Ukraine, not yours, but, you know, people's investment, had their money stolen, a lot of celebrities, like the football dude.
Yep.
And the money funneled over there. So, yeah, there's a lot of money flowing here, a lot of dirty deals, a lot of reasons why this, if this war were to be stretched out even longer, even more dirty deals and money and weapons could happen. Because it doesn't look like our government's going to give up on funneling money over there. They're just going to keep doing it. And I would anticipate that even with a Republican-led Congress, that it's just going to keep going, because the Republicans are just on board with
what? How is the money helping them anyway? Where are they buying weapons from? And how long does it take to build weapons that they might need? I mean, it's just such a joke. One more thing I'll say is that Russia, Alex Jones interviewed Charles Bozeman, whose father was, I believe he was an ambassador. They lived over there. And I believe it is Russia Insider that he started, Charles Bozeman, but he said that they are building more Christian churches in Russia than any other country in the world. So I don't believe it's fake. I believe that, oh, and by the way, one other thing. There was, Brother Andrew, there was a book written by John and Elizabeth Sherrill called God Smuggler. And it was pretty miraculous, the things that were happening. And they ended up getting a copy of that book, and they had their officials reading that book, God Smuggler, because they were able to, there was just one miracle after another in getting Bibles into and past guards and into Russia. And so they were asking the officials to read that book, and it could have been a conversion that happened when they read that book. But I do believe it's authentic. I believe that Russia really is on the right side of history. And that's why they hate him. They hate Putin so much. And they hate Trump, because Trump's against abortion. And these people are evil.
Yeah, I would agree that, like, Russia, like, Putin has made tremendous, in the last 22 years, tremendous improvements in Russia. I believe the Christian churches have been, you know, the Orthodox Church has been stronger. And since the Ukraine war, a lot of these Jewish oligarchs have broken ties with Putin and fled the country. So there's something he's doing.
He arrested some of them.
What I'm calling into question is not Putin's, like, character per se. I'm saying, like, there's a reason why this war is prolonged. Maybe they have some sort of leverage on Putin, you know, other than nuclear war. And so
if he went all out, they would use it as a public relations. You know, they always have to get the populace behind it, right? If that's why they had the Gulf of Tonkin, that's why they had 9/11. That's why they always have to have some. So they would like more than anything for Putin to go crazy on them, right? I think he's purposely holding back because it's a public relation type thing, I think.
And Patrick Slattery holds your view, and so you're in good company. I'm as a counter argument, just for the sake of you know, open discussion, I'm saying that Putin has everybody on his side that he needs. The Saudis, Iran, China. He doesn't really need the West, and all the West hates him anyway, and all of the West hates Russians now, and have done this global sanction on them. If he did decide to go all the way, then he has all the important people on his side, basically most of the East. Just throwing that out.
Already went all the way is when they bombed his pipeline, or the, you know, the energy, his pipelines, the Nord Stream, is that what it's called?
Yes, Nord Stream 1 and 2.
Pretty incredible. And what is he, you know, it takes a lot of self-control under those circumstances not to go ballistic on the people responsible for something like that, because that is going to hurt a lot of people over the winter.
Thanks for your input, Nancy. I appreciate the back and forth discussion. It was very good. I hope the listeners got a lot out of it. Thank you. Let's move on to Vinny in Indiana. Vinny, welcome to the show. Then we have Joe after Vinny.
Hi, Jeremy. I want to call in response to 2 weeks ago, you played a clip from Forrest Moretti from his book, Crooked. And that was recommended by Paul and I believe Richard Carey. And last Tuesday, I called into Richard Carey to thank him and Paul. Paul was on the show, and I wanted to thank them both for recommending that to you, because I really think Forrest Moretti is a really important person. Now, when I got off later that evening, I found out that a cousin of mine who was 53 years old, it was the night before his 54th birthday, he died in his sleep. And that was November 10th. I wasn't able to attend a funeral or anything. I don't know specifically if he was vaccinated or not, but the type of job that he had, I imagine he would have been, you know, with all this, he would have been required to be vaccinated, you know, for whatever reason. He lived in Ohio. Or whatever, he got vaccinated for some reason, because he traveled from state to state as a structural engineer inspecting buildings. But, you know, I thought this was particularly relevant because Forrest Moretti, what I mentioned to Richard and Paul, was that he was also an advocate for a constitutional. He was advocating this back in like 2016, 2017, for an amendment to the Constitution. He called it the Medical Freedom and Liberty Act, and it would prevent any, and I'm going to read the amendment. It's very, very short. The United States government and its agencies may not compel or deny any medical procedure, treatment, or substance, whether by force, detainment, fines, taxes, or the withholding of benefits. So basically, prevent any type of forced medical treatment or vaccination. And, you know, I think this would be incredibly relevant for the 2024 elections. It's something that Trump has to address because, like I told Richard Carey, and Richard Carey got very upset when I told him this. Forrest Moretti and I think Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Dr. Andrew Wakefield, and many prominent people in the anti-vaccination, childhood vaccination, the, you know, combating autism, the whole Gardasil fiasco, all of these people, they met with Trump right after he came into office, and they wanted to talk to him about vaccinations. They also wanted to make sure that he got a letter from them supporting them to talk to the NIH about, you know, presenting evidence that there's major problems with vaccines. And Trump was supportive, I guess, but it never really went beyond that. And, of course, you know, everything that's happened since.
I heard your call to Richard last Tuesday, I think. And I don't remember Richard getting upset. I think he – did he get upset? I thought he agreed with
you. Not with me. He got upset about the whole idea of people not wanting to hold Trump accountable. He wasn't upset with me.
Right.
But, and, you know, Trump needs to be held accountable, whether you support him or not.
Well, and I just think that Trump did his thing, his time is over, and he needs to just, like, move on. I mean, he's funny and interesting, and, you know, it doesn't matter who's the president anyway, so we might as well have fun and eat popcorn while we watch Trump and DeSantis sling mud at each other. And we know that Trump's going to win in the mudslinging, and he's a lot better at campaigning. But I don't think Trump is going to be any type of a force, even if he makes it in the presidency. I think that if he's learned anything, people ask me, what has Trump learned? I think he's learned that you have to capitulate to the system in order to get ahead and be successful. And I think that's going to be his tactic, and his recent opening speech is evidence of that. So,
yeah.
Sorry, Trump supporters.
I just want to say, I don't want to take too much time, but we need to get some type of mass movement for some type of constitutional amendment out there. That would really be a political landscape game changer, because all of our politicians are bought off by Big Pharma.
Yeah, true that. And I would just
have
say,
a good night.
Thanks a lot, Benny. And thanks. Just to pick on that comment, while I think the presidential election is pretty much like moot, I mean, like that point is moot. Like, you're not going to, as long as you have 8 states that are willing to do mail-in ballots, and we saw this, how they hoaxed the Senate, we're not going to get a legit presidential election. But you could be in a state like I'm in, Kentucky, or in Tennessee or Missouri. You could be in a state like that where your governor matters, and it's important who your governor is. And if your state has legit voting procedures and they don't do mail-in votes and they don't let 3 big cities control the entire state, if you're in a situation like that, your local vote counts. Like, we're going to vote on the governor next year, and Beshear is out of here. Our legislatures made sure of that. They've redistricted the lines so that Frankfort, Louisville, and Lexington cannot control the gubernatorial election again, like they did 3.5 years ago. So, depending on where you're at, your vote could still matter, but not in the presidential election. I just don't think it matters. Correct me if I'm wrong. Joe in Florida, you're up next. Joe, welcome.
Hey, Jeremy. Thanks for taking my call. Good to hear you. Yeah, I have to say I agree with with you, and actually with Nancy on this Ukraine-Russia thing, you know. And I think the thing I was going to mention was that this scandal with this SBF person, right, this Samuel Bankman Fried, I call him Shylock. Bankster fraud.
Shylock of the FTX crypto, yeah.
Yeah, Shylock bankster fraud, right? Is he Presbyterian? Oh, wait a minute. I don't know. Maybe he's Methodist. No, I don't think so. And the thing is...
Hey, Joe, here's the thing, Joe. He could be atheist, but what matters is his ethnicity. He claims to be Jewish, ethnically.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's not like a litmus test about it. Are you practicing this satanic religion, right? Because some of them are, you know, allegedly practicing their religion, which is the epitome of anti-Christianity, right? But others are not doing that, but they're still the same people, you know? So, yeah, I mean, this is why they're the enemies of mankind. St. Paul calls them the enemies of mankind. I think if you follow the money, remember with the Watergate thing, follow the money, that scandal has the potential, I think, of blowing a wide open all these crooked Democrats that were literally getting billions of dollars in order to get elected, and even, you know, not just in this past midterm, but at other times. I mean, how are these people like Nancy Pelosi having these $15 million, $20 million homes? You know, I think it's going to touch that. And then, even more importantly, it's going to totally expose, if it hasn't already, that the Ukraine war was, from its beginning, a money laundering operation. I mean, every single thing that's ever been reported by anybody in mainstream media about this war from the beginning has been false. I find it interesting that all of a sudden the media is not all that interested in reporting the war when Vladimir Putin is, you know, wiping them out, right? Oh, this spoils their narrative of Putin's on the ropes. Putin's backed into a corner. Wait a minute. Oh, update. Putin is wiping out all of Ukraine, right, which they said he could never do. So I get annoyed at the media for falsely reporting those things, but I think this kind of scandal, it's like the Bernie Madoff scandal. When the Bernie Madoff scandal, the only reason that got such publicity is because it was a lot of Jews that the big Jew Madoff victimized, okay? Because, you know, he had his circle of friends from New York and then South Florida, and it was a lot of Jews that lost money and then, you know, wealthier people too. So I think that's the same thing that could happen. And the reason I say that's important is because otherwise, if it was only Christians being ripped off and victimized by a Jewish gangster, well, you know, that's like happens every day. It's when the Jews are getting robbed by another big Jew, all of a sudden the media will start reporting it. Well, if they report this, they're going to expose the real scandal, which is this money laundering operation. And 60,000 Ukrainians have been killed by this dirty Jewish criminal, war criminal, Zelensky. I mean, what on planet Earth could anybody believe that this guy represents Ukraine? I think the Ukraine population is maybe 2% Jewish or whatever. It's like 79% Christian, Orthodox, and Roman Catholic. And this little Jewish pig, this little war criminal who's murdering 60,000 people, sending them into the into the front lines to be killed? I'm really sick. Sick of it. But thanks. It's a great opportunity to share because I had to vent.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. If you want to hold over, I think we got the break now.
Yeah, sure.
We're on the break line. That's the break.
Think of all the things that really matter and the chances you earn.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Defeat. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
I've been playing Sight. Jeremy here. We're talking to Joe in Florida. Joe, you mentioned something that I wanted to hose you over so we could converse on this towards the end of the show. You mentioned that if when the Jews are ripping off the Goyim, it's full steam ahead. But when they rip off each other, there's a problem and a conflict. And here's what I want to offer to you. And this is actually a take from the weekend show Fash the Nation on TRS. So I'll give credit to Jazz and Warren Balog, the hosts of that show. This is their take, is that sometimes the Jews take out another Jew in order to accomplish a greater purpose. And in the point of Sam Bankman-Fried of the FTX crypto, they let him be taken out because they wanted to discredit crypto and let the government have a reason to come in and control crypto, because a lot of high-profile celebrities had invested in this and lost a lot of money. So a lot of people are pissed right now. And this could give the government a reason to say, hey, let the government handle this crypto thing, you know, instead of this wild, wild west thing we got going on in crypto. And then my take, I wanted to mention Epstein as a supporting point for their point. You know, they took Epstein out. He was arrested back in 2008 under child prostitution. He only did like 13 months and got out on some sort of work release, and he was back in power. But then when they got ready to get rid of Epstein, they killed him in a cell back in, what, 2019. So they got rid of this guy when they were done with him. They killed him in a cell. I believe he really was killed. I don't believe it was suicide. So they're willing to take out one of their own when it accomplishes a greater purpose. Let me get your comments on that.
You're right on target. Actually, thanks for pointing that out. I think you're exactly right. Yeah. Dr. E. Malcolm Jones says the big Jews will take out the little Jews. This is actually the good example of the whole vaccine stuff in Israel. What was it, like 98% of the country got vaccinated, right? And you'd think that Albert Bourla, the big Jew, would have a, you know, compulsion about Israel. But no. I mean, I think Israel is having some of the worst vaccine reactions. So, yeah, that's what they, you know, I think they delude the little Jews, the so-called little Jews, into thinking that, oh, they would never harm their own. But it's clear, even if you go back to the deal that the Zionists made with Hitler to move, you know, they wanted to get Israel, they wanted to get Palestine, so they made a deal, and that was obviously making a deal with Hitler. Was the Jews that did that probably certainly knew that there was a risk to other members of their community who would be targeted. One really quick thing before I go. Hey, listen, next time Dr. Slattery is on, would you guys give it another shot to take phone calls with him? I know he's had bad luck with callers, but some of us really like him, and maybe we'd like an opportunity to chat with him. Just a request.
Well, it'll be tomorrow night. We probably will go live because of the schedule, and I will put that forth in, and maybe being Thanksgiving, he'll be in a generous mood. I think there's a couple of callers that we might avoid just because they call in all the time. But yeah.
And they're troublemakers. I heard that guy who called last time. He was a jerk. Was he? He's trying to pick, you know, I think Dr. Slattery makes some of these people jealous because he's so intelligent, in my opinion. But, and what are they going to try and pick a fight with him? I mean, give me a break. And the very last thing I want to say, do you think that Netanyahu could be the Antichrist?
Well, no, according to the Bible, in the book of Daniel, chapter 9, the Antichrist will be of the people who destroyed Jerusalem. And in 70 AD, that was the Romans, so most likely the Antichrist will be Italian.
Okay. All right. I don't know. He's certainly an Antichrist and a Jewish war criminal. Anyway, thanks, Jeremy.
I agree with you on that, yes. Appreciate the call. We're at the end of the show. Please tune in tomorrow night, Patrick and Jeremy show, hopefully live. And you all stay classy.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.